561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, corrupt communications or evil communications corrupt good manners. In other words, it changes your nature. When you start saying certain things on a consistent basis that are corrupt, that are from a corruptible nature rather than the incorruptible nature, it starts to change your manner of life or your manner of behavior, which ultimately changes your manner of life. It's going to cause certain things in your environment to change. Hello? And see, if we don't understand this, the devil will trick you and trap you every time. And you're wondering, how could this be? Or what happened here? Or why am I experiencing this? Sometimes it's because you've allowed corrupt stuff. Don't shout me down. You've allowed corruption. You've allowed things that are not of God, that God is not saying, to come out of your mouth until it became reality. I'll show you something here. It's important. It's important to harness our voice, our words. Amen. To harness those things. The soul, the mind structures things. See, sometimes even our mind, and that's why people need to be anchored in a congregation. Amen. Where they are held accountable. Call it bondage or whatever you want to call it. But people need today more than ever before to be held accountable. Even people in high places. Amen. Amen. Even the presidents and prime ministers. And this is what's wrong with so many countries today. People are not held accountable. And they do whatever they want and they sell the whole country off. But everyone needs to be held accountable. And I don't mean held from prospering in your gift or moving forth in ministry or no, held accountable for your actions. When leaders or ministries in the church, people aren't giving, aren't resourcing the house, aren't giving as they should. I'm saying as they should. Now that's between them and God, but I can be general and say as they should. And God knows what you're not doing or what you are doing. And the excuses that are made. But see, that disqualifies us. Come on, see it's not about, again, this stuff that we've experienced in years gone by has been rather superficial. God's going to deep now. Deep is calling unto deep. God is requiring a life now more than ever before because he knows the battles that lie ahead. If you're not rooted and grounded, if you've not built your house upon the word, upon the rock, it ain't gonna stand. Amen. It'll be torn apart. It'll be demolished. Amen. It'll be destroyed. And so we have to build on the solid rock. Amen. The word of God. Amen. We must build our lives on the word. Amen. We must gradually and continually be becoming the word. Manifested in our life, in our home, on the job. Amen. And becoming the word, let me tell you something. It's not always to your advantage. Amen. That's why people got this thing wrong. They think if it's the word, it's going to always be to their advantage. Sometimes you have to swear. Let me say, not swear, but you have to make promises. You have to covenant to the hurt of yourself. But you got to hold fast to that covenant and do it anyway. Hello? Not renege, not back off. That's how the world does. Well, I didn't mean all that. Well, you sign right here. Well, I didn't know what I was signing. No, you signed it and I pay it. That's the word. The world always backing out of stuff, doing stuff any old kind of way. That's not the way. That's not what God is building. That's not the church or the kingdom that God is building. Amen. Now, if we want him to keep us in perfect peace, our mind must be stayed fixed upon him. The word trust means to attach oneself to trust, to confide in, to feel safe, to be confident. Now go with me to Isaiah 57. Amen. Isaiah 57 and verse number 19. God says, I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Wicked. There is the wicked, and there are those who can be saved and yet have wicked ways. It's a category of wicked that'll be cast into the lake of fire. But how many know sometimes saints can have wicked ways? I don't just mean evil when we say wicked, but wicked has to do, you've heard me teach on this before, wicked has to do with what you've seen wicker furniture. It's twisted. They take the little and they twist it all up. So a saint's ways can be wicked or twisted. Still saved, but they're crafty. They're wicked. They're slick. You know, slick. How we used to call them in the world, slick. Oh, you think he's slick? You run a game on you, playing games with your mind. Slick. So there's the type of wicked. See, that to a person that has wicked ways, God says there's no peace. You forfeit the peace of God. I'm talking to saints now. I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to saints who can have wicked ways, liars or deceivers. You know, there's not going to be any peace to them. You can be saved, but until you conquer these things, you're not going to have peace. And this thing, these things can become spirits that come and harass your life. They get into your life and they start to harass you. You start lying about things you didn't even mean to lie about. It didn't make no sense to lie about it, but you're just liar. Lying is just on you. You got to break loose from that. There's no peace. There's no peace. I remember in the world, let me ask this. How many used to lie in the world? Come on, some of y'all need to raise both hands and wave them. You'll lie about anything. You know, I realized in the world there really wasn't any peace because you had to cover this up with that. Come on, somebody say liar. We all had our lies or our falsehoods and that. But if you notice something, there's no peace. God says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind. See, sometimes truth causes you to have to suffer. Sometimes telling the truth, people will look at you like you're stupid because you told the truth. I just don't know, man. They think you should know. I don't know. That's the truth. What you gonna do? You know, and sometimes it can take a bite out of your pride or can hurt your feelings. But we walk in truth. Amen. Truth at whatever the cost. Because it's only truth that's gonna set you free. And it's only truth that keeps you free. Amen. Amen. Lies and falsehoods. That's darkness. There is no peace. Imagine to the truly wicked, the ones that shed innocent blood, that don't sleep unless they devise somebody's hurt or harm or downfall. Imagine there is that. These are demon-oppressed and possessed people. They have no peace. I don't know about you, but there's nothing I want or would do to forfeit peace, especially in this day and time. People are turning to drugs, you know, in the nation are trying to legalize things in a medicinal sense. Liars. It's a plot of the devil to dupe a society. I don't know if y'all know what's on the market now. What was back then was bad. What's out here now under the disguise of medicine is messing up folk mind. Something fierce to where, you know, destiny, future, all, you know, nothing matters. Watch what happens. Watch what happens as they push this through along with other agendas in this nation. It's like Egypt. God has to judge it. But remember, we're in Goshen. Now, you've been taught this. I'm going to teach this to you to get on the inside of you that there's a Goshen. There's nothing, no need for us to fear anything. Because the nation is not our provider. Things in this world are our provision. But God is our provider. God is the provider. That's important. God says here, I create the fruit of the lips. I create. Now, that's an interesting word, the word bara. If you've been in the school of stature, you've heard that word bara and asa. Bara means to be created out of nothing, to be created from nothing. Now, we read or spoke earlier how God has framed the ages, the times, with his word. When he spoke it, the time that we live in, our being born into this generation, it was framed by God that we would be here. We weren't here in the 17th century. We won't be here in, 500 years from now if things are still moving along. We're here now. God framed it. Amen. He purposed it. This generation has an assignment. Amen. I said, this generation has an assignment. And God says, I create the fruit of your lips. See, what this generation doesn't accomplish, God will raise up a generation that will accomplish it. The Israelites, the first generation that he called and gave the promises to, they never entered. But he raised up a generation because his purpose will not be defeated. What God's going to do, if he don't use you, he's going to use somebody. Come on, I said, he's going to use somebody because his plan and purpose cannot fail. His strategy cannot fail. But he's given us an opportunity. He's given us an assignment to fulfill. That's our obligation, our responsibility. And God says, I create the fruit of your lips. Now, I want you to see this. Let me use the word dualistically. God creates the fruit of our lips. The word is bara. In other words, the fruit. Now let's look at that. The fruit of our lips. Say this with me. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now, there was something that just rolled off of our lips. God said, I will create the fruit of what you just said.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of Transformation, Speak to the Mount. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The worlds were framed from the word of God. We are working together with God. The original plan for man by God was to expand the heaven here into the earth until the earth was full of his glory. God's plan hasn't changed. We must keep in mind that God's plan has not changed through time or through the ages. What God intended to do in the beginning will come to pass.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.